This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The truce between Israel and Hamas is holding, but the question now is how to go forward. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is in the Middle East to try to help address that challenge. This morning, after he met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said this.
I underscored to the Prime Minister something that President Biden made crystal clear throughout the violence. The United States fully supports Israel's right to defend itself against attacks, such as the thousands of rockets fired by Hamas indiscriminately against Israeli civilians.
Secretary Blinken will also meet with the Palestinians, whom he says also deserve to live safely and securely. He will not meet with Hamas, the rulers of Gaza. The U.S. considers them a terrorist organization. Prime Minister Netanyahu warned this morning if Hamas breaks the ceasefire, there will be a very powerful response from Israel. This afternoon, members of George Floyd's family will be at the White House to meet with President Biden. It's been a year since George Floyd died. A bipartisan policing overhaul package carrying his name hasn't been passed. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a rare joint statement, the bill's three lead negotiators say they're working through differences on key issues and toward a compromise. President Biden had hoped the bill would be ready by today.
He is encouraged that there's ongoing progress.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president will keep pressing lawmakers to reach a deal. In the meantime, he'll have a private meeting today with Floyd's family in the Oval Office.
European airlines are avoiding Belarus this morning. Punishment after it forced a Ryanair passenger plane to land to arrest an opposition journalist. NATO's Secretary General calls what Belarus did a state hijacking. The U.S. is warning Americans not to go to Japan because of the surge in COVID cases there. This is AP News. A Chicago priest is being reinstated after an abuse investigation. Here's our Mike Gracia with the latest on this story.
The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Chicago announced Monday a nationally known activist priest is being reinstated as the leader of his parish after an investigation found insufficient reason to suspect he sexually abused children. Three accusers, two brothers now in their 60s and a 59-year-old man, had come forward saying the Reverend Michael Flager sexually abused them decades ago. Monday, outside St. Sabina Church, Flager said,
"I am innocent of those charges and accusations."
During the more than 4 months he was under investigation, Flager, who is white, had strong support from leaders and parishioners at St. Sabina, which serves the largely black and low-income Auburn Gresham neighborhood on Chicago's South Side. An attorney for the accusers said his clients were disheartened. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.